Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode.
Hello there, fellow explorers. Today's episode airs on World Meditation Day. Whether you're a committed yogi who meditates twice a day or someone who works in a fast-paced environment, anyone and everyone can benefit from taking just 15 minutes a day to get still and go within to become more present and aware.
Yes, it's World Meditation Day, and we thought it would be very appropriate to talk about meditation. World Meditation Day is a day dedicated to promoting the practice of meditation and its benefits. In this episode, we hope to raise awareness about the power of meditation and inspire explorers to incorporate it into their daily routine to help improve their overall well-being. And we'll get into a couple of those well-being benefits a little bit later.
Yeah. The how-to, the why, the goodness.
Exactly. Sometimes when we hear the word meditation, there's this idea of this transcendental yogi
levitating
present, but not present at
the
same time. Exactly. Just meditation traces its roots to around 3000 BC.
That is a long time.
That's what, 5000 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very long time. Some scholars believe meditation may be as old as humanity itself. Meditation, we've always had a desire, a calling to recenter and reconnect.
Yeah, there is something about sitting and feeling, getting to know yourself from the inside out. I don't know. Does that sound
that
wacky?
Sounds beautiful, actually. Not wacky at all. Not to me.
Yeah. And quite obviously and medically, it affects our nervous system. When we sit in stillness, even for 5 minutes, and slow down our breathing and become more present and aware, that's when we activate the vagus nerve and our parasympathetic nervous system kicks in. That causes the cortisol levels to drop and the relaxation response. And it's so good for our organs, and most specifically our heart, to slow down the heart rate and become more present and aware. It's really quite lovely.
Focusing on your heart, it can lower your blood pressure, which reduces some of the risk for heart disease. But more than just your heart, it can improve your immunity.
Oh, yeah. Because when we lower our stress levels.
Yes. Your body's not working overtime.
Yes. And it's not in constant fight or flight mode, all of the things. Yeah. It's not kicking in. And the immune system has a chance to take
a breath.
Shore
up the defenses. Let's go. We can do this. Physically speaking, meditation can also help alleviate chronic pain. Mm. Improve your sleep quality.
Definitely.
And reduce inflammation in your body.
Mm. Yeah, as you're saying all of those things, I'm like, it sounds to me like everybody be doing meditation. I'm thinking about chronic inflammatory diseases.
Like fibromyalgia.
Exactly, where your immune system is almost attacking itself. Mm. Let's prescribe meditation 3 times a day and see what happens after a month. That would be the perfect type of person, patient to prescribe that to.
And not to minimize that, I think for myself, when you hit your funny bone or you stub your toe on something, in that moment it's very painful, and very quickly I'm not reacting to this. So it'll dissipate in my body a lot faster if I'm not like, oh my gosh, that hurts so bad.
When we move that energy and just let it flow.
The component of self-awareness in meditation.
It's not just about sitting and breathing. It's about giving yourself time and space to go within and connect with yourself. And it will give you deeper levels of self-awareness. It'll give you some insights. It will help you explore your inner world and understand the patterns of thought and behavior that are repeatedly playing in your lovely brain. and you can recognize the self-talk. Meditation gives you a little time and space to notice, as you're observing the chatter in your mind, notice how it is you're speaking to yourself, because how you're speaking to yourself and how you're thinking is informing your reality. So take a moment.
I like that you refer to the insight into our inner workings. When you were talking about that, my mind was like, so when we say we're more self-aware in those moments when we take that pause, that's a mini meditation. You're like, yeah, let me check in. Let me ground myself in this moment. Let me not be influenced by what has happened historically, what may happen or how this person may respond. It's like, all right, what is happening in my body right now? What is going on in my mind right now?
It's that pause that gives you that moment to not be reactive and to just notice. There's such power in the noticing. Once you become aware, then you can do something about it. But you have to become aware first, and you need that space and time to do so.
100%.
Yeah. It's also really powerful for focus and clarity and improving your concentration, reduces stress and anxiety. We know all of these things are super positive, and so it doesn't take much to add 5-10 minutes instead of a coffee break.
5-10 minutes, that sounds like a lot of time to me.
Oh my gosh. Really? That's so funny.
It sounds like a lot of time, but I know
that
it's
is so
not
interesting.
A lot of time. Like, when I am,
well, let's say 5 then. 3 to 5. How's that?
I think the fact is that you put a time on it that is, because like when I'm in it, when I'm focused on my inner work and connecting with God, time doesn't matter.
Time isn't real.
Time does not matter. But just hearing you say it, it's like, 10 minutes. Oh, goodness. But I know in my heart that it's not that much time.
It's not. And like anything else, once you begin to practice, it's like any other skill. Time starts to go more quickly because you're in it and you don't realize. And when you're inside a powerful, calming meditation, you're almost taking a trip.
You are.
It's like you're going to a different part of your consciousness. And when you do that, time doesn't exist, or you're in slow-mo or something. And it goes like that.
It does.
Yeah, it truly does. But I get what you're saying about the time. Also, I think people freak out about how to do meditation. They think about people out in the woods in lotus position, little yogi hippies like me out there doing the whole thing. But meditation is very accessible. It's just about sitting or lying comfortably and breathing and focusing on your breath. It's as simple as that. And I say as simple as that when I know people are like, my mind does not stop.
It's how we are in this world now. We will think of all the things that we haven't gotten to, that we need to get to. And that's okay. But the more you practice it, the less that actually happens.
Exactly. Don't
beat yourself up when that happens.
Exactly. Just
you
come back to the breath.
You might need to refocus. I'm hearing you say that there is no right way to meditate.
That is correct.
And that we don't need any special equipment to meditate. Sometimes I'm just standing in line in the grocery store when I'm waiting, just to recenter, like, oh, okay, I'm waiting. Or you're out in nature, you're on a walk, and you take a moment to appreciate where you are.
Anytime you're becoming present and aware of your experience, of your surroundings, of how your foot feels as you're walking, or how your breath is coming in and out of your lungs, anytime you can do that, it brings you into that place of groundedness. I think you're right.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
You can even sit in a comfy chair with pillows behind your back and sip in the air. Some people focus on a word, not just the breath, but just one word. Emily Fletcher talks about that in her book. Emily Fletcher has a Ziva technique, and her book, Stress Less and Accomplish More. And it's funny because it sounds like a book for business people and career people. It's for everyone. And she guides you through how to sit. It's 18 minutes total. And for the most part, you're getting present and you're centering and connecting with all of your sensory experiences. Then you connect with the breath and you focus on that one word, whatever that word is for you. And it goes quickly.
It really does. One other benefit that I wanted to bring up about meditation is that meditation has been found to possibly, we got to throw that in there because nothing's 100%, slow aging. As we age, our bodies and our minds can become more susceptible to stress, anxiety, and depression. As Karen mentioned, meditating and recentering can help lower the production of stress hormones such as cortisol. So when we're lowering those stress hormones in our body, it has a direct influence on improved cognitive function, memory, and, you know, as we age, that's one of those things. Like, we don't have to lose that.
Exactly. There are things we can do, and slowing down. And whenever you're feeling that rise in your body, you're feeling like, to tighten up, I'm getting really frustrated, that makes me angry, why am I? Whatever it is, that's the moment. Catch yourself. Mm-hmm. And even just right there, take 3 to 5 deep breaths. Just really just slow and deep and think about that.
I love that, especially in society today where it's always go, 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 or the hustle culture is promoted, but to slow down.
There's so much research to support slowing down, for example, meditation, taking a walk or anything, makes you more productive. Hmm. It helps you to be more clear and more focused. So if you're constantly pushing it, not only are you probably working harder than you need to, but you're hitting your body pretty hard. Because all of that adrenaline that's running through your system is like, go, go, go. And also caffeine self-perpetuates that. A dose of meditation, like 5, 10, 15, is equal to the benefits of having a cup of something in the mid-afternoon. You can take a few minutes and breathe and recenter, and you feel this renewed sense of energy. That's
there
how it affects
me. There is a calmness and positive energy once you come out of your mindfulness moment, whatever you want to call it, that you're just like, oh, I can do this. I have been recharged. Maybe that's what it is. You feel a bit recharged.
Yes.
Like, whatever's going on, all the business and everything, but I took this moment to be mindful, present, focus on my breath and the here and now. And you're like, yep, that's all I needed. A little soul recharge.
That's because you're connecting with yourself. Your true, authentic self. So you're giving yourself a moment to be like, you know what? That project, yeah, that's intense, but it can wait a minute and I'll be better off for it. Whatever the outcome is, or that relationship, or that the meal that I'm about to cook, whatever it is, everything in the world benefits by taking 5.
Take 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A clear-headedness, a calmness that comes over you when you do that.
Yeah. And then have you've read about the studies where large groups of people meditating at the same time and sending sort of that positive energy and peace to areas of the world that are in conflict have had a measured effect.
That is beautiful.
On a drop in crime or a drop in,
Could you imagine?
I know.
Could you imagine?
Yes, I could.
Like the, what is it? The Coke commercial from back in the day, like give the world a smile. Like,
oh yeah.
That's what would happen.
Exactly. It would be like little like twinkle stick just throughout the world. It would be like bloop, 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 you know.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Here's a little peace. Here's a little chill. Here's a little love. And it just kind of helps people calm down and not take everything so to heart and so seriously.
Serious. Okay. So we've talked a little bit about the benefits of meditation. What, Karen, are you a traditional meditator? In my mind, you're one of those people that can probably float while you're meditating. You are so connected. You're just like, there she goes. Because I know you are a regular meditator.
I do meditate twice a day, my friends. I meditate twice a day, actually inspired by the book that I mentioned, the Stress Less, Accomplish More book. November, a year and a half ago, I started, and I probably less than 3 times missed a meditation in a year and a half, twice a day. First thing in the morning after getting up, brushing my teeth, whatever. And then midday around 2:30, 3 p.m. It's been so life-changing because I tend to spin out. My ADD, ADHD brain and nervous system can get real caught up. And it just gives me a moment to reset and to recharge, as you said. I actually generally meditate with my legs out in front of me, leaning up against something with pillows behind me, as long as my head is free so that I don't nod off. Because if I get too comfy, I'm going to sleep. Yeah, and it's been really powerful for me to incorporate that twice a day.
Like, okay, if I can just make it to my afternoon meditation.
It's so impactful that my son, when I miss or haven't done my afternoon meditation yet, my son knows. He's like, Mommy,
go fix it.
Did you do your meditation? He will call me out. I'm like, you know what, buddy? I didn't do that yet. Like, I'll be back in 20.
You need to go recharge. You're getting a little wound up right now. I love that afternoon meditation. That might be a practice that I pick up, because it's just like days go by quickly, but they're also long at the same time.
Yes. I think that's the perfect way to start. Like if you're not, even if you're not doing the morning one, and you're getting up and you're doing your morning dance, which I know you like to do, and then you go about your day. Yeah. Taking that, setting that timer, that alarm to remind you to do it, and then take those few minutes and go sit somewhere comfortably and breathe and connect. I'd be really curious to see how you feel.
I'll let you know, because I'm definitely, you know, as I map out my week and the habits that I'm trying to build, whatever that is, drink more water, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to do that one this week. I'll add that to my...
Do it. Put on a little planner.
I'm not going to go for seven, because we already...
Well, yeah.
I want to start low and do three, like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then I'll become more accustomed to it after I do it a few times a week, and it's like, you know what, sprinkle it in on this day, and that, then I'll be a 7-dayer just like you.
That's the thing about meditation. You just got to ease in. You not put pressure on yourself, but once you start to feel the effects and the impact of it, you're gonna want more. Mm-hmm. Because it's a feel good, it's a feel good process. And I don't levitate physically.
She don't know. Her eyes are closed. She might be levitating. I might ask to observe, and then I'll let you know if she's any lift involved. She might ask. She don't know.
Oh, that's funny. But boy, I do go places, I'll tell you that. I get completely clear, like completely empty. Mm-hmm. And that is an amazing thing to be able to just clear and connect to like your highest self, or connect to something like higher in consciousness than me and my 3D physical body. And yes. It's a trip.
It is. So my two favorite types of meditation, one is the loving kindness meditation.
Oh, yeah.
And you explorers probably by now have figured out that Karen and I are joy promoters, joy pushers. Is that what we are?
And love
and kindness. When I'm doing it, I will say a couple of positive things to myself.
Yes.
Like, you are happy, you are loved. And for my family and closest friend group and acquaintances, and then out into the world.
You keep enlarging the radius.
Exactly.
Of who you reach.
And then
yes.
When I come out of a loving kindness meditation, don't ask me how long. I probably am meditating 5-10 minutes, but there's no time limit on it, so it doesn't matter. But when I come out of that state, like my body is almost vibrating. Like I
yes,
feel
it
like
is,
the, all of the love, and it's just like, oh, well, that feels good. Now I can go out and conquer whatever next task I'm trying to do. So I love to do loving kindness meditation, focus on myself, my close people, and then not as close people, and then everyone else. And it's just like, oh, you move with the love and the compassion and the kindness that you're focusing on.
Yeah, it fills up your body, and then you extend beyond you into your loved ones and your community and the world. And you can get a sense for how large your energy
your
is, and how big your love
of influence.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because you are tapping into a higher love.
Higher
love.
Yes, you did.
I'm laughing. Y'all will find out soon. But you tap into a higher love and are connected to everyone and everything. Mm. It's amazing. So that's one of my favorite forms of meditation. I also like the little mindfulness minutes to do the quick self-check. But my primary form of meditation is prayer. I'll do daily devotionals and scriptures, read and open myself up to hear from God and how I can apply it to my life. And that's a daily thing for me. There are the longer ones. There's this class that I'm in. They're like, yeah, so in this week of the class, we will pray for 30 minutes. And I was like, 30? Oh, no. 3-0? Like, consecutively?
Did you say 1-3 or 3-0?
Like,
13 or 30?
What? 30 minutes. And then I figured out a way that works for me. So music is life for me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a random playlist and let's see what happens. So play a little bit of a song, and then what feeling what am I praying about? And that 30 minutes went by like 30 seconds. I had to set the timer because if I didn't, I have no idea how long I would have been there.
It's amazing how when you set your mind on a task, like within that, especially when you're starting out in this kind of prayerful meditative mm-hmm. state, if you set your busy mind to something, like you think about this, you listen to the music, and I'm going to be over here getting right. quiet and sending the love out. It's amazing.
It was great. And I was like, well, these are the things I want to focus on. And so the song would play. And then I was like, oh, well, this applies to this. And I was just like so light, like I was floating. I was like, can we get like 30 more minutes? Because I need more. Doing that, I was like, well, now I have to do a weekly or biweekly 30 minutes of focus on whatever the things that come to my heart or mind. And let's go from there. Yeah, sometimes it has music. Oh, the time just goes.
I know when you spend that dedicated time like with yourself and sending out that positive, loving vibration, mm-hmm. it just comes back to you even more. You feel so good because you're contributing. You're doing something really positive for humanity and the earth.
Absolutely.
Globally, the world at large.
And then spiritual meditations, it follows the same pattern of what we think of with meditation, because I'm focusing on the present moment. I'm clearing my mind, quieting all of the things going on around me, and just focusing. I can do it anywhere for however long. Even though I say 5 to 10 minutes sounds like a long time, you guys.
I know, here you are talking about 30 minutes.
Just in case someone else out there is like, 5, 10 minutes, a mindful moment. Start small, work your way up.
Yeah, start with 30 seconds, a minute, whatever it is.
Just start.
Just notice. Connect with your breath. Notice. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, I think gratitude ties in really nicely here, too. Like, oh, thank you for the air moving in and out of my lungs. There's just a million things you can be grateful for in any moment.
So many things that you can be grateful for. I love that you bring the gratitude back into it, because that's
always
one of the things in the loving kindness meditation. Like, you are thankful for things. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for all of it.
Mm. Yeah. Gratitude plays into all of these things that we're talking about. If you're encountering a challenge, or there's a problem you need to solve, or something that you're not quite jiggy with, then I think you'd take a minute and give yourself a little space and think about the things you're grateful for. There's something about gratitude and really saying it out loud or in your mind or writing it down that shifts your energy. It helps you realize how much you actually do have.
Have we done an episode about gratitude yet? I feel like if not, we should do that very soon.
Most definitely. We talk about it almost every episode.
So maybe just focusing on it. Because when you say like in your mind, like there's something when you speak it out loud or physically write it down that makes you more committed to it.
And it's another habit you're building. Being grateful and noticing things you're grateful for creates more experiences and conditions you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this lovely cycle.
Building that habit. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, what else?
I was reading about, when I was doing a little research for this, I was reading about these two women who have founded this organization, 10 Million for World Peace. They've created a global world peace meditation challenge. 10 million people together in daily 7-minute meditations in the field of consciousness. Everybody's getting up there over a 21-day period, and it culminates on World Peace Day, which is September 21st. It's interesting that this is May 21st, and World Peace Day is September 21st. And the special focus they think about is sending love and kindness and inspiration to world leaders so that they can collaborate and govern with awareness and integrity. Wouldn't that be nice?
You can give the world a smile if you do that.
Give the world a smile. I love it.
I do. Oh, 21 days. So that's something. Maybe I'll do a challenge because I like to challenge myself. Like, it's like, oh, let's do a 21-day meditation challenge.
Yeah, when September 1 comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I cannot not mention this link I sent you the other day about the One Field movie, because as much as some people might be like, come on now, set aside your doubts, judgments, and consternation and watch this movie. It's an indie film that a woman named, what is her name? C.P. Raz. She's Iranian, maybe. She produced and directed this movie about what we're talking about, how this time, creating this time and space for ourselves, ripples outward and affects the world at large. And they even talk about how certain sound vibrations affect how they, in the same way that they affect your plants and your compassion is coming out, it affects the composition of our blood cells.
I just serious. Got goosebumps thinking about that.
It's so cool. So look it up. One Field Movie.
Before you go into this with any idea of what they're talking about, oh, this is, open your mind.
Mm-hmm. That's step one. Zip. Open it up.
Yes. Open your mind, which leads to opening your heart to be aware. This is an education. Like,
we're all here learning. We're not saying you have to, you know, believe it, do it, or subscribe to it, but open your mind and think about the possibility.
The
what if we are all connected in this one field of consciousness, and we are, which I believe we are. What if there's a piece of us and everybody in that, and imagine the impact that we could have. Yeah,
that is very beautiful. Okay. Did you have anything else?
I don't. I really just want to dance.
One of my favorite parts of our episode is when we get to get in our bodies and dance without intending to hint. I hinted at our song. It is by Kygo and Whitney Houston. The song is Higher Love,
which was written and originally put out by Steve Winwood, but this is a new version of it, and it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
We're back from dancing. That was the perfect choice.
That could not have been
goodness
any better.
Oh, you gosh. Guys, yeah.
When you get a chance, dance it out to this song. It's one of those songs you can put on when you're having a not so good day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song that's on my morning dance list.
The oh, yeah.
Get up and go inspiration. It's like, okay, you got this.
Yeah. It's just so, it's like a, yeah, here we go. And it just connects you to that, to out of your, like the small circumstance into something bigger and more expansive, and just helps you. I don't know. It's just so dang joyful.
It is very joyful.
I loved it.
Connecting to your higher love, perhaps through meditation,
or perhaps through dropping a beat, dancing in the kitchen. I don't know.
Perhaps whatever feels good for you.
Yes.
Okay, so we've danced it out. Karen and I are ready to get back into this episode with today's QOTD
question of the day.
Oh, today's question. In what ways does meditation help you deal with difficult emotions or situations?
Bam, I'm going.
Go.
Okay. Meditation helps remove me from that instantaneous reactive state of being. 100%. It gives me that space, that buffer. That's one way, because once you have that space and that buffer, you can process emotions, think outside the box, and think about the solution, not the issue, the problem, or the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Meditating helps me feel, know, understand, without a doubt, in my experience, that there is this larger field of consciousness. And when I meditate and I get into that place, I have such peace. I feel such peace.
Mm. Okay. As usual, our thoughts.
We do not talk about this beforehand. I just want everybody to understand that.
I'm just going
to
remind you guys, we do not share answers.
I don't even sometimes know the question until she, you know. Yeah.
So one of the ways meditation helps me through difficult situations or emotions is by cultivating that sense of peace and calm. My mind and body.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
When I sit and center and focus on my breath, I am more centered and grounded in the present moment, which allows me to face whatever emotion or situation with greater clarity and focus.
Hear, hear. That's beautiful.
Again, we don't share answers. I promise you guys, we really don't. If you saw us, or like I told Karen the question of the day right before we pressed record.
I wrote it down. I'm like, okay, about that for a second.
Another way meditation helps me with challenging situations is that I'm reminded that I've been through situations before.
Mm.
So it factors into my resilience, my ability to approach this with greater emotional strength.
Is it like there's a moment for remembering?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been here and I'm strong and I'm resilient.
Exactly.
And this might be slightly different, but it's the same feeling or
I can
difficulty.
Use those same skills to face this.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. So those are two ways for me that I'm just like, but again, when you said peace, I was like, really? Every episode, are we going to do this?
Yeah,
probably.
Pretty much. That's just how it rolls.
Oh, gosh. So, oh, explorers, man. If you are a meditator, we invite you to share ways meditation has helped you deal with difficult emotions or situations.
Yes. And if you're not yet meditating, think about giving it a shot.
Just try it.
I mean, ain't gonna hurt nobody to try it.
Just try it and see what happens.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Is it time? Is it time for us to wrap this thing up?
Yes.
We just zipped on through meditation.
Yeah, we
did.
You
know what? To give you guys a bit more time to go out on this World Meditation Day. To put some things into practice.
Yes, for sure.
As we wrap up, a quote from Andy Puddicombe, a co-founder of Headspace, which is all about mindfulness and practices and tips and tricks on mindfulness. And the quote is, meditation means letting go of our baggage, letting go of all the pre-rehearsed stories and inner dialogue that we've grown so attached to.
Yes, that.
This is why we are encouraging you guys to give it a try.
Give yourself a chance at a new script, new story, a clean slate.
We hope that on this World Meditation Day, you get a chance to practice, be it a mindful moment or a 30-minute floating meditation. I will definitely be doing a loving kindness meditation out to you, fellow explorers. Yeah. And, you know, it's been fun. So glad you could join us today.
We're sending out the love. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening, and take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.